Here we are, another episode talking about self-publishing a book online. These past few weeks, I've really been covering it ad nauseum, and this is only the start here, folks, because we covered Amazon KDP, we covered Apple Books, we've covered Barnes & Noble, and we even covered Kobo. Now let's talk about the other big dog in the room, Google Play Books. And I'm going to tell you why. I actually really like the platform, and I see a lot of promise on Google Play Books, especially for those of you that are indie authors or self-publishers. So you're going to want to make sure you stay tuned to today's podcast episode.
Learn how to publish profitable books and build an unstoppable author brand with indie author and self-publishing coach, Dale L. Roberts. This is the Self-Publishing with Dale podcast.
This is episode number 66 here of the Self-Publishing with Dale, and I'm just absolutely tickled to death that you took a little bit of time out your day to spend a little bit of time with me, talk about some of my favorite things, and hopefully your favorite thing as well, self-publishing books online. And of course, I already kind of teased at what we're going to be talking today, and then normally I kind of just go right over into this episode's brought to you by, but oddly enough, I don't have any sponsors today. And, you know, that makes for an awkward position where I'm like, I usually can kind of push something. But instead of pushing those things, why don't I just go ahead and push you just to subscribe to me on your preferred podcasting platform. And please just leave me a review if you've already listened to some of my content. If you haven't, maybe stick around to the very end and maybe you'll be able to kind of say, I like this guy or I hate this guy. Either way, you'll be able to make an informed decision to subscribing to me and leaving a review on your preferred platform. All right, let's go ahead and move it on over here. We're going to talk about the problem. When it comes to self-publishing a book online, it can be so overwhelming. There's so many options and it's like, okay, which one should I choose? Which one should I choose? So rather than me telling you 50,000 ones all at once, I decided every week for the next few months, I'm going to cover different avenues for you to consider. And today we're actually going to be talking about an Amazon alternative. In fact, Amazon is great. It's fantastic for indie authors, but there's some limitations. Sure, it gets the most publication profits across the globe, and it's a no-brainer for you to align yourself with them. But I think there's some people, unfortunately, that don't understand that Amazon isn't always going to be great for everybody. So that's why you need to kind of consider other alternatives. And I talked about four of these ones, and today is going to be the fourth one. Apple, Barnes & Noble, Kobo, and this last one in Google Play Books. Now, what is Google Play Books? Well, it's a Google-owned company, very simply put. And to publish on the platform, there's a lot of ambiguity involved in it. And even as I'm recording this podcast, there's some areas that's super gray to me. And I'm sure in due time, I'll probably get all that stuff ironed out. But for right now, let me just tell you the things that I do know for sure. They do publish ebooks and audiobooks. Now, I'm going to put an asterisk next to audiobooks. We're going to come back to audiobooks, and I'm going to tell you why I have an asterisk on that. So, with Google Play Books, here's the beauty of it, is indexability. Now, indexability on the world's most used search engine. I mean, gosh, Google's so stinking large, it's now a verb to Google something. You know, someone comes up to you and be like, hey, well, I've got this rash. What do you think it's from? I don't know. Google it. People say this so much. So it's built into our popular culture now, so much so that it's become a verb. And so indexability means you can be discovered on the world's largest and most used search engine. And one of the really cool things is something that's called See Inside over on Amazon. Typically, when customers are browsing on Amazon, they'll be able to see inside and they'll be able to read, like, say, 10% of your book. The same thing works over through Google Play Books. They actually have a See Inside. But here's the really cool thing. You can select how much. It can default automatically 10% if you want to. If you want to do 50%, if you want to do 100%, if you're crazy, you can always do 100%. Now, the See Inside feature is actually searchable. So anything that's inside that, see inside, that sample can be pulled up in a search engine. So it almost works like a quasi blog, kind of like having your own website, but it's in a book. So then it gets you more exposure. That's why I say you can select how much. You can stick to the 10% if you wanted to, or you can go even more and see if you can get discovered and have kind of a gateway book that opens people up to other books inside your brand. Google Play Books is available through 75 countries. Oh my gosh, I'm not going to even begin to read the number of countries. Like some of them, I'm like, that's a country? I guess I'm not as educated as I thought I was when I look at some of these country offerings. But all that to say this, there's 75 countries, even areas that the almighty Amazon can't even begin to reach. That's the crazy part right there. Amazon can't reach some of these regions. So this is an advantage for you over somebody who's strictly just sticking to Amazon KDP and using the KDP Select program. All right, let's take a look at eBooks for just a moment here. This is primarily their bread and butter. This is what they're allowing you to publish to. Now, I'm going to tell you how to get an account later into the broadcast, actually towards the end. For right now, we'll just assume that you get an account set up. And it's 100% free to get the account, just so you know ahead of time. At any rate, the accepted formats that they take are PDF or EPUB. They do not take Mobi. Mobi is a Kindle readable file. They're like, nah. They don't seem to take Doc or DocX. So you're going to need to make sure that you format your manuscript before you go to Google Play Books. The royalty is interesting here. Now, it used to be 52%. Now, actually, it still is 52% in various regions, except for the US, Canada, and Australia. They have it at 70% with a little bit of a stipulation here. If you're in the US and Canada, you have to price your book between $2.99 and $9.99. Yeah, $2.99, $9.99. Ring a bell? Does this rhyme to you, somebody? Here's a little bit of a clue. Amazon KDP. Amazon KDP currently does that. It's what I call their sweet spot. When you can price your ebook between $2.99 and $9.99, they reward you with the 70% royalty. Now, don't fret. If for some reason you're like, I want to make it more or I want to make it less, you get 52%. Now, you compare that to Amazon KDP when you go outside of that sweet spot of $2.99 and $9.99. So if it's less than $2.99 or it's more than $9.99, you still get 52%. Pretty cool, right? Measure that against KDP, who's only giving you 35% if you choose to go ahead and make your ebook $11.99. Google doesn't quite penalize you for that. And I think it's pretty exceptional that in the last year, they actually added this to US, Canada, Australia. I imagine that in due time, they'll probably roll it out to more regions, but I don't have any inside intel, so I can't tell you that as a fact. It's just speculation here on my point. All right, and also if it's in Australia, by the way, their sweet spot is $3.99 and to $11.99. My big just gripe here, when it comes to the whole pricing thing, is Google Play inside their terms of service has this fine print to where they reserve the right to change your price. Now, you can suggest a pricing to them. It doesn't necessarily mean they're going to honor it. That's the part that kind of tweaks me a little bit. It ruffles my feathers a bit. Because if I'm going to go ahead and publish to your platform, and I say to put it at this specific price, don't change it on me. Or, in instances like, say, Amazon, when they do a price knockout or a price markdown of some sort, they still give you the same amount of money that you would at the normal pricing. So let's just say, for instance, your book is priced at $9.99 on Amazon and they knock it down to $4.99. They're still going to give you the royalties at the $9.99 level. Google Play Books, If they mark it down to $4.99, guess what? You're just going to get the royalty from that, not from the $9.99 level. That makes me a little salty. Now, the instances of that happening aren't as frequent as you would think, but just to have that in there, it's one of the things I think is just a huge con to me when it comes to Google Play Books and them having that there. But it's their platform, and if you want to distribute to their platform for free and be able to use the whole indexability feature for using Google Play Books, then you're going to have to play ball regardless if you liked it or not. No, okay. let's transition over to audiobooks. Believe it or not, you can publish audiobooks. And I said there's a bit of an asterisk next to this. And it got down to 0 hour. I'll admit to you that I didn't dig as deep as I would have liked to have. Normally, when I've published audiobooks, I've published audiobooks through places like Findaway Voices to reach Google Play. But according to their FAQs, I was digging in Google Play Books, there is a way that you can get your audiobooks distributed there. This is the head scratcher. This is the part that confuses the heck out of me. You send your audiobooks to Google Play with what they call an automated content fetching system. Now, I'm using quotes on this one here, automated content fetching system, as I'm doing bunny ears to the video as I'm recording this podcast, and I'm sure everybody's listening is probably like, what's this going on here? So what essentially it says, if you have this content available somewhere, it'll take all the metadata and all the MP3, and I think they take two other file types. They'll take that and move it on over there. It's not entirely clear what's the royalty differentiation. I mean, are we getting the same royalty rate as what we do the ebooks? I mean, if it is, that's freaking exceptional. That's really good. Like 52% for an audiobook, I'll take that all day long. 70%, get out of town. I'll price all my audiobooks at $9.99 and take 70%. Thank you very much. But they're not very clear on this one. So for right now, I've just stuck to just distributing audiobooks through places like Findaway Voices. Now, I think maybe Listen Up might have distribution to Google Play, and also Publish Drive might have distribution. For right now, I can say beyond a shadow of a doubt, it is for sure Google Play Books. You can get it through Findaway Voices. Now, next head scratcher. This is interesting. As you're putting in your metadata and you're uploading your book, you'll notice there's a dropdown for the type of a publication it is. This is the part that's confusing. They have two options for print books. What? That doesn't make any sense. They actually list hardcover and paperback versions of your book. It would lead one to believe that you could scan copies of, say, your hardcover or your paperback and make it available as ebooks. There was also another option they had, other, like what? Like board books? Like what is this? So there's some ambiguity, and if I'd spent just a little bit more time and blown up support chat, I would have done that. A few other features I just want to kind of mention. There are some pricing promotion features in their dashboard. They've got a payout of every, you get your paid every 60 days after the close of the month, and you have to have at least $1 in earnings in order for them to fulfill payment, and it's through ACH, meaning going directly into your bank account. I don't think there's any print checks that are distributed that way. And also, they have live chat, so if you're ever kind of lost, you go into your dashboard, you can log in, top right-hand corner, there's a question mark, and there's actually some support. You can actually talk to them there. I usually find them super, super, super helpful. In this instance, I probably need to circle back around and talk a little bit more about how the audiobooks feature is working. But for right now, I think we've got the information to kind of make an informed decision. Hey, before I do go into wrap up a little bit about Google Play Books, because I'm going to give you some good actionable steps, in my opinion, when it comes to Google Play Books and publishing books on there. I just want to kind of give a real quick call to action that you subscribe or follow me on your preferred podcasting platform, and do me a favor and leave a review. All right, final tip here, folks. If you want to get an account set up through Google Play Books, this is mired in even more gray area, even more like questionable stuff. Because if you go to play.google.com/books/publish, and I'll put this inside the show notes here, the podcast, you can get started. Now, essentially, it's like an application process. Every now and then, they'll just say no. They just won't allow people access. And sometimes they will allow people access. It's an interesting thing that they will, it's almost like they open up their doors and then they close it. And then they open up their doors and then they close it. So the only way to kind of get yourself set up with an account is go to play.google.com/books/publish. So is Google Play's books worth it? I say yes. If you are looking to reach a larger audience, then Google Play Books is definitely the way to go. I have found of the alternatives between Apple, Barnes & Noble, and Kobo, Google Play, pound for pound, for me personally, pays out the best. Now, this is me personally. I know some people that are like, Google Play is no good. I get a lot through Apple or Barnes & Noble or Kobo. For me, Google Play takes care of me really well. Now, a vast majority of the publications that I've made available through Google Play Books is typically nonfiction. I've had a couple fiction books that I've fed through there with marginal results. Nonfiction works really, really well. But is Google Play Books worth it for some people? Probably not. If you don't want the extra work, I'd say don't bother with it. It does take a little bit extra work. Their user interface is improving. It's way better than it used to be, but it still needs a little bit of work. But I will say this, that if you don't want the extra work, tune in the following weeks here on this podcast, because I'll be talking a little bit more about aggregate publishing. Aggregate publishing meaning that you can go to a publishing platform that will publish to other avenues on your behalf for a marginal fee. Now, my last little gripe, I'm going to go ahead and just squeeze it out here. It's not worth it if you do have the extra work and you don't feel like screwing around with aggregate publishing. The other issue I have, and I'm going to say this again, I said it earlier already, I just don't like that whole pricing stuff. I don't like the fact that they're just like, well, we're just going to change the prices on you without you even knowing. And here's what we're going to give you. It seems to me that they need to have something built into their system to where maybe they give a certain percentage royalty to allow that option, to allow Google Play Books to go in and change your suggested retail price. So let's say you give the authors 70 or 80% that you allow to change the suggested retail price. And then maybe for the people that don't want you to go through and change any kind of the pricing, maybe you put it at that lower rate of, say, 52%. You know, get it to where it's worthwhile allowing Google Play to go in and change out the suggested retail price. Because that makes no sense to me that, you know, they're just going to go in and just change out the prices willy-nilly. And here it is they're just taking the thing that is your copyright, your intellectual property, and saying, oh, well, we're just going to go ahead and sell it for 99 cents. And, you know, screw you, even though you got it at $9.99. This is our game. You go ahead and play it by our rules. Well, if you're going to have that rule available, I think it's important that you fully disclose it to all account holders and also incentivize with something. So pay less of a royalty to the people that don't want you to mess around with their retail price. And then reward those that allow you to do that. Just makes more sense to me. All right, hey, as we start to wrap up today's podcast, I just want to say thank you again, of course, for tuning in. And if you missed any of the past broadcasts, you want to go take a look at those. Go back through the last, five episodes. And you'll be able to see a little bit more about self-publishing a book online. But rest assured, this is not the end of the series when it comes to this podcast. I'm going to be blazing forth in the coming weeks. We're going to be covering such platforms like Ingram Spark, Lulu, Draft Digital, Smashwords, Publish Drive, the list goes on. We're going to be talking about it so that way you know all the options that you have available to you for self-publishing your book online. In the meantime, this has been Self-Publishing with Dale, and I will chat with you this next week.
You've been listening to the Self-Publishing with Dale podcast. Visit us at selfpublishingwithdale.com for more information on how you can level up your publishing business. Also, get a rock-solid action plan for your next book launch when you sign up for our email newsletter at selfpublishingwithdale.com/checklist. If you enjoyed the show, please consider leaving a review on Apple Podcasts. We'll see you next time.